This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
His name is Yaroslav Honka. He's a Ukrainian hero, a Canadian hero, and we thank him for all his service.
God Almighty. There is nothing heroic about this guy, Yaroslav Honka, who voluntarily signed up to the 14th Waffen Grenadier Division. This was formed by the Nazis to carry out Nazi ambitions, which of course included getting rid of Jews. And this was a pretty elite corps. It pledged its loyalty to Hitler, stood independently of the German army, and would get personal addresses by the chief architect of the Holocaust, a friendly guy named Heinrich Himmler. You might know the name. And after the war, a number of these Nazis came here to Canada. And despite orders not to let them in, many ended up getting a cabinet-level exemption back in the 50s and managed to hide away in this country and live out their lives. Shouldn't have happened, but nonetheless, for Honka, he went to North Bay. And now Poland wants this 98-year-old extradited. Will it happen? I don't know. I think a lot of people are wondering, how many are there? But let me bring in Avi Benlolo, who's founding chairman and CEO of the Abraham Global Peace Initiative. Good to have you.
Thank you very much for having me this morning, Alex.
Boy, oh boy. I thought for sure, between stuffing cheesecake into my face, breaking the fast last night, or stuffing lasagna, that there'd be a resignation. And we have not yet had a resignation or even a formal apology by the prime minister. Is that enough for you?
Look, what we're looking for is accountability. I think Canadians need to understand what happened here. How could this have been happening? Why this Nazi wasn't vetted in advance. A simple Google search would have turned up quite a bit of information, as we all know. And so I think Canadians deserve an answer from our prime minister, an answer from the Speaker of the House about why this guy was not vetted and why, it was an embarrassing situation for Zelensky himself. And it put Canada on a very poor footing internationally, particularly vis-a-vis Russia, where we're feeding into their narrative now.
Yeah, because it goes far beyond the Jewish community. It goes internationally, certainly. And I think it's exposed what a lot of us knew, but haven't wanted to admit, is that we just don't know. A lot of people just don't know history, and we make mistakes now. And that is... not the kind of thing you want to do with history, is you don't want to repeat it.
Right, that's right. I have to tell you something, and I know it's going to sound a little funny, but in a way, I'm kind of happy this happened. And the reason why is because for well over three decades, I've been trying to bring attention to the issue of Nazi war criminals in this country. Yeah. And we have a problem. We have a very serious problem. Where our government has repeatedly, multiple governments have repeatedly ignored since the Duchenne Commission, where it was, where there was a list of over 1,000 Nazi war criminals that we knew about at the time who had entered this country illegally. And these people were war criminals, and we allowed them to live happily in our country. And it goes all the way into the very last situation with Helmut Oberlander, who was denaturalized several times and told to leave the country. And in the end, he died peacefully in bed right here. And so we have to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, why this happened. We have to do a lot of soul searching. And frankly, while the Jewish community stands with Ukraine, and Israel stands with Ukraine. And I went over and I helped Ukrainian refugees, and we raised money and all of that, and we will continue to do that. There has to be some reconciliation and some admittance from the Ukrainian community about many Nazi war criminals who live among us within that community, and in some cases are protected by that community. And so we need to reconcile ourselves to this truth and reality as Canadians.
Sure. But, I mean, North Bay is not a big place. And it's hard for me to believe that no one knew, wow, that guy over there is, you know, was with the Nazis. Someone would have known. It's just so hard for me to imagine any of this happen. Having said that, there are a lot of questions being raised. You know, like, we're talking about a time in history when you've got, you know, the Prime Minister, Mackenzie King, saying one Jew is too many. And yet on the other side, Canada's opening the door and saying, all right, you killed Jews. Okay, you can come in and hide. Just don't make yourself seen. So it is a shameful part of our history. And so how many more are out there? I know Simon Wiesenthal did an extraordinary amount of work trying to hunt them down. And they were able to track some down. But do we know how many more Mr. Hunkas are out there?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, you know, and we don't know the exact number at this point because time has ticked on. And, you know, only several years ago, we knew that there were a few hundreds left. But now, even this fellow is 98 years old. We do know that in Germany, they're still bringing 98-year-olds to trial, and they've just done it. So it's not too late. It's not too late to go after anyone else that we find remaining. I'd like to see the Ukrainian community, if they're aware of any of these people that are alive within their midst, I'd like them to come forward. And if any of them are listening, the leaders, I'd like them to please come forward and put their names forward so that they can face justice. You know, and I want to remind all Canadians that this is not just a Jewish issue. Canadians went overseas to fight the Nazis. Mm-hmm. Over 40,000 Canadian soldiers were killed in action, liberating Europe. 100,000 were injured. And so, you know, this is not just the Jewish community speaking out. It's all Canadians speaking out. And we saw that in the media. And I'm very proud to see the media reaction and the public reaction about this particular case.
I don't know. I kind of feel like the reaction should have been a lot sooner. I don't know, you know, in that moment, it's hard to think whether they heard the history wrong. And it was just like people were registering after the fact saying, what's he talking about? Like, you know, I don't want to, you know, condemn all the MPs because they would have assumed that this guy was vetted. You know, but, you know, the only thing that I think will suffice is that someone is fired for this, or someone is, you know, we will get the lessons out. And sadly, it's not a lesson that we should have had to learn this way. But it just shouldn't have happened.
It is a very important lesson. And it's interesting that you brought up something very, very, very interesting. Actually, tonight we're launching at Queen's Park a new exhibit called Not In My Name. And the exhibit is about the MS St. Louis. And it was a ship that was disallowed by Canada to enter.
Yeah.
It was 900 plus Jewish refugees who fled Germany in 1939 on this ship called the MS St. Louis. The ship was turned away by Canada because Canada was very anti-Semitic at that time. And so while the ship of Jews were turned back and many of them were gassed in Hitler's gas chambers, we allowed Nazis into this country following the war. And this juxtaposition is so important for Canadians to understand.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. 100%, because we consider ourselves a fighter of human rights, you know, for human rights. And, you know, I think because people have used the word Nazi and smeared so many people with it, it's taken the meaning out of the actual word. Having said all that, you know, we're still very naive. We've still got, you know, monuments in Alberta. We've got one in Oakville Park, which, you know, they avoid the mention of SS origins, but we do pay tribute, you know, to this particular division of the Ukrainian National Army. And we don't seem to be very smart about this stuff.
No, we do. And those monuments exist across Canada. And again, I have to tell you, you know, they were put up, many of them by these communities, the Ukrainian community and others. And I don't want to come out against the Ukrainian community because I stood with them on Friday night with Zelensky.
I'm sure
in solidarity, you know, and I'm happy.
So were you in Parliament when he was honored?
No, I was not.
Okay,
in
you were
Parliament.
At the. Oh, I get you were at the.
Thankfully, I was in Toronto.
At the Armory.
Yeah. when they honored Zelensky, and I was pleased to be there in support of the Ukrainian community and in support of what Zelensky is doing. I think he's just an incredible guy for standing up to Russia against this tyranny. And so the Jewish community is there completely in support, but we want to see the same thing happen from the Ukrainian community. We want to see these monuments taken down, and we want to see every last Nazi war criminal brought to justice. And this is not just a Jewish issue, it's a Canadian issue. It's for all of us to reconcile.
Well, they're quick to tear down Sir John A. Macdonald, but the real hate they leave up. We'll continue talking about it, no question. I'm sure Mr. Zelensky is absolutely horrified right now, but I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Abby Benlolo joining us here.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.